UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, recently handed over the management and operations of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center in downtown Kingston to the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ. We tell you more about the center in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Stay with us. Jamaicans will have the opportunity to learn about and experience the culture of Venezuela when the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center in downtown Kingston reopens its doors. The facility was refurbished by the UDC for over $4 million. The construction of the center is part of the UDC's plan for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston, which aims to reposition the city as a cultural hub. The two-story Georgian building comprises the Simon Bolivar Exhibit Hall, an interpretation room, a library, three multipurpose rooms, and administrative offices. The Simon Bolivar Exhibit Hall serves to commemorate the Venezuelan liberator's stay in Jamaica in 1815 and provides a link to the architectural period that existed at the time. It was during his stay of 9 months when Simon Bolivar lived at 33 Princess Street in downtown Kingston that he penned what is reputed to be his greatest written work, the Jamaica Letter, which is believed to contain his views on the independence movement in Venezuela.
We are looking forward to all the programs that we will be offering and, of course, all the activities leading up to the bicentennial of the writing of the famous letter for which Simon Bolivar is well known, which will be in September.
Executive Director IOJ Anne-Marie Bonner. The center, which was established in honor of Venezuelan national hero Simon Bolivar, is located at North Parade and Church Street, not far from Bolivar's Princess Street address.
There was also the desire to expose our youth to the culture regionally, and so that there will be provisions here for that purpose.
Senator Katie Knight hopes Jamaicans will take advantage of facilities being provided for cultural education, performances, and exhibits.
We hope that visitors to our shores, touring downtown, will see this as an important building for them to come, see the exhibitions, and so on.
Programs will include Latin music and dance, Spanish training, and seminars and demonstrations on Venezuelan and other Latin American cultures.
We really hope that this center will be a buzz of activities and help to really broaden the scope in terms of persons accessing the facilities and the programs that will be offered.
Director Programs Coordination Division, IOJ, Jacqueline Boucher. The main focus of the program will be Latin American with an infusion of Jamaican culture.
We are having an after-school program for children. This will be a place of safety and also a place where they will come to learn the world is no longer just narrowed to Jamaica or the Caribbean.
Director Programs Coordination Division, IOJ, Jacqueline Boucher. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that Simon Bolivar, a liberal and proponent of the free market, used the Jamaica Letter to urge his countrymen to work towards freedom from Spain, and he became one of South America's greatest generals who fought and secured independence from Spain, earning for himself the title of El Libertador, or the Liberator? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at www.udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.